listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. It's not real. It can't hurt you. And if you stop being scared of it, it might just fade away. That's not just comforting advice. It's a request. But until you're ready to make that leap, here we are. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnold Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and 11 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to record a podcast here in our moving tavern, The Wanderlost, traveling across the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong, good sir.
Bing bong to you as well, gentle badger.
Oh, thank you so much. What day is today? Excuse me, sir, what day is today?
Why, today? Today is Fleur's Day.
Ah, Fleur's Day. Flicks you a gold coin. Go buy yourself some pants, I guess, mostly.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. That'd be good. Mostly pants, and then use the change to buy the dumbest goose you can find.
I'm going to buy the biggest pants and the dumbest goose.
But be careful, sir. This tavern is currently moving, so if you go out the front door, you will... Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. He's going to buy the dumbest pants and the biggest goose, right?
Yeah. We'll never see him again, though, I don't think.
What was his... Did we get his name?
We didn't. I don't think we did.
No, it's just a passerby.
Yeah. We kind of save our money. Guys, you're just throwing our money at people and then throwing them out of the tavern.
I don't know. 'Tis better to give than receive, right?
Why did you need a goose?
I don't. I just figured that guy needed some company. I figure like a stupid goose would be good company for a pantsless man.
Yeah. That's true.
But I guess he is going to buy pants, so I don't know.
But he was walking around without pants. So you figure that the level of company he's ready to converse with is a stupid goose.
Yeah, I think so.
Pants or no.
Yeah.
Chunt, do you ever just stop and go, why the fuck did I do that?
Oh, every day, Arnie. Why the fuck did I say that? Why the fuck did I do that? Why the fuck did I eat that?
Mm-hmm.
What else? Why the fuck did I think that? Why the fuck did I fuck that?
Yeah.
What about you? Do you have any regrets?
Well, I only regret one thing. My other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th... Wait, what?
No. This is a fun segue.
Well, I suppose I can tell you now that I am searching for ancient and mystical artifacts along our path that shall help us defeat Spintax once we reach Northeastia.
Ooh. That's true, but guys, before we get to Northeastia, I thought we would make a stop in Nibblebottom, and if I look out the window... We're here.
Oh, whoa, that was fast.
Oh, that's perfect.
Isn't it so fun to go back to a town that you lived in a few years ago?
Oh, I buried all kinds of crazy shit here.
I love going to a tavern where I used to live and seeing like people I used to go to school with and stuff and being like, so what have you been up to? Mostly working on your cart. You got a nice big cart. You spent all your money on a cart. And now you fix up the cart every week. And that's most, your life is mostly talking about the cart and putting up flyers about the cart.
Yeah.
Cool.
The important thing is we all look good and cool, right? It's been a couple, we haven't been that long. It's been like 2 years since we've been to Nibblebottom. How do I look?
Arnold, you look fantastic.
It's Arnold.
Well, I'm so sorry, Arnold. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Why, you're quite what they call a silver fox.
Oh.
The older you get, the more handsome and rugged you become.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks, God. Thank you. I don't know. Usually you're not so positive, so now I'm actually starting to
really
second guess that.
No, you shouldn't. We talked about it.
Uh-huh.
And this is what we're going to do now.
Oh, no.
How do we look, Arnold?
Just the same. I don't know. I don't look at you guys.
That's fair.
All right, let's go. I parked the tavern as close as possible to our old tavern, the Strange Familiar. So follow me.
No, I shall climb this ladder up to the very top of the tavern where I shall rappel down and then eject myself from the topmost window directly into the chimney, and I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Two paths and a road diverged, and I'm going to take... Ernie, how are you getting there?
I'm just going to open this door.
I'm going to go your
walk
way.
Yeah, across, I'm like, your way.
A couple steps of grass, and then right into this tavern. Oh, hey, looks almost exactly the same. I can't wait.
Wow.
Where's Otok? Blemish! I don't know if you remember. We left Otok and Blemish in charge of the tavern when we left.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Arnie returns. Chunt as well.
Hey!
Welcome back to the Strange Familiar, sight for sore eyes. Looking like a little silver fox, are we? And a little silver badger?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Blemish, you look as creepy as ever.
I feel wonderful. Running the Strange Familiar has been absolutely life-giving. I'm in charge of everything. No one bosses me around.
Blemish, every time you say the name of the tavern, you pause and you look at the sign above the door.
That's right. I have to always check in to make sure I'm saying the right place. It's my place now.
Well,
no one tells me what to do. No one nitpicks when I have to look and check on some things to make sure I'm saying the right name and that I'm in the right place at the right time. I'm just Blemish here in charge. Me, number one top guy.
Damn, living your best divorced dad life. Cool.
What about, I mean, technically, didn't we put Otok in charge and you're sort of just here to be his support?
Otok wandered off almost immediately.
What?
Almost as soon as you put him in charge, he wandered away.
What the fuck?
He was going through all of these Mittens reports that he subscribes to.
The sport Mittens?
The sport Mittens. He subscribes to all of these Mittens reports. He piles them up year after year. I use them for kindling. He was going through all of these Mittens reports, and he was convinced that he needed to go sign some fucking guy, I don't remember the name of the guy, to be on the Mittens team.
Huh.
He wandered off to sign and recruit this star Mittens player, and I haven't seen him in 2 years.
Sign and recruit? In that order?
Yes. Yeah. So he would. I'm sure he would sign him and then talk him into it.
Sure.
Ooh. Oh, so much soot.
These are hit so hard.
Hello, you're that boy.
Zonin and Hoogstanges.
Yes, of course you remember me. I am a great wizard, and of course I've left quite an impression on you. But where is Otok?
You've left quite a mess on me, covered in soot. Otok is off recruiting and signing and signing and recruiting Mittens players. I haven't seen him in 2 years' time.
Arnie, Chunt, we must leave immediately and save Otok.
No. This one is not on us.
We have to save him.
We saved Otok, and now he's an adult. It's his own responsibility. He can go off, fuck off, and get killed on his own.
All right. I suppose. Maybe sit at our old table.
Yeah, before you do, would you like to come out back and see my cart?
Ooh.
I have a new cart.
This is what I'm talking about.
I've been fixing it up and working on it.
Oh, do you have a flyer about it?
Oh, here. Here, check out my scrolls. I've had some scrolls printed. I'm trying to fix it up and then flip it.
I'm not really a cart guy.
Well, Arnie, have you ever been in like a...
It's Arnold.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no one, a lot of other people have called you Arnie since then. You haven't corrected that. Arnie, have you ever been in like a...
It's Arnold.
Right. Arnold, have you ever been in like a sports cart or like a converter cart? Something goes real fast. Because I feel like you've mostly been in like basic carts.
I've been in mostly basic carts. What's a converter cart?
Converter cart, the bottom comes off. You can put the bottom down if you want it to run through your legs. You want the wind through your legs.
Oh, yeah. Really feeling the wind blowing through your legs. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Pretty exciting. Especially if you're getting into, like, your middle ages, you know.
Sure.
Isn't this whole world in its middle ages?
Yeah, so a lot of converter carts.
Then my cart's a low cart. A real low-riding cart.
Oh, that's fun.
I would offer to take you all out on a ride, but I'd be afraid I'd scrape the ground.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, makes sense.
With you hefty boys.
No, we got it.
Okay.
Jeez.
Big, giant men in
all right, watch yourself.
We got it. No, we got it.
Low cart that I work on won't scrape up the bottom.
Look how tiny Chunt is. Why are you giving us such a hard time?
Yeah.
Well, he's the least of my concerns.
Okay.
Well, fine. But Arnie, I'm sorry, Arnold.
Yes.
You must.
You can call me Arnie.
The fuck?
Oh, thank you. You must familiarize yourself with carts, for at your age, certainly other gentlemen who you'll have conversations with, you know, will try to talk to you about their favorite carts, like the Lampartini or...
I'm thirsty.
Parse cart. It's very difficult to put the word cart into some of these words.
Sure. Yeah. Arnie, have you listened to Cart Talk?
No.
Oh, one of the most popular. I think besides Podpires, I'd say probably the number two podcast is Cart Talk.
Oh.
With Flip and Flop, the cart guys.
With Flip and Flop. Mm-hmm. And Arnie, Infoon, I can't believe we haven't told you this. You've been here for quite some time. Infoon, your cart is directly proportional to the size of your...
My... Are he her?
Wink, wink.
Also, it's Arnold.
Nudge, nudge.
So when I go out to fix up my cart, I'm fixing up everything, if you know what I'm...
What?
You know, if you sort of want to show off, let's say, Arnold, perhaps...
It's
to...
Arnie. You can call me Arnie. Yes, sir, you can call
the
me Arnie.
Fuck? What's with this guy?
If you want to show off, perhaps to a young lady who you've taken a fancy to, you might drive up in your cart and say, oh, look, I have 8 horses pulling my cart. I have 8 horsepower. And then she'll say, well, my, what a large cart this is. And you'll say, you want to go for a ride? And then you'll take out your Mr. Microphone and say, we'll be back later. Have we told you about Mr. Microphone?
No.
He's a little gentleman who rides in your cart with you. And you talk right into his head. He's a very nice young man. His name is Mr. Microphone, if that wasn't already clear. You talk into the back of his head, and he'll take a message wherever you want it.
Huh. This doesn't sound appealing at all to me.
But you're single, right?
I am. It's true. Well, you know, when it comes to carts, I just like things like, can you hold cups in your cart? Are there cup holders?
Are there cup holders?
Are there cup holders?
An idiot. Are there cup holders in the cart?
Now, Blemish, I agree with the sentiment, but that was not a very nice thing to say.
Do I serve spiced potatoes? Is there an enormous stash of treasure and pornography in the basement of the strange familiar? Of course there are cup holders in my cart.
Yes, Arnie, cup holders are sort of standard these days in a cart. If you want to take a small ale with you, you know, one of those, you know, the low-alcohol ales that the children drink instead of water that would kill you. You know how water here will kill you?
What? No one's
told
me that.
We forgot to tell you this?
I mean, luckily I haven't drank any in the 10 years I've been here.
I noticed.
Come in, sit down.
Oh, thank you.
I'll set you up in Otak's personal booth that sat unused for the last 2 years of time.
Damn, wonderful.
Make yourselves at home and comfortable.
Could I have an order of spiced potatoes?
Oh, fuck off.
What?
I don't take orders anymore.
What?
I'm in charge of the strange familiar.
Then who takes the orders?
You need to talk with my assistant, Borkish.
It's going to be him and like a mustache.
Hold on, I'll go get him. He's behind the bar.
All right.
I guarantee you he's going to come out in like a little wig or like short pants.
Mm-hmm. Hello, I'm Borkish. How may I take your order?
Guys, that's Blemish, right? Am I crazy?
So. Yeah.
I was not expecting the mustache to be there.
Borkish, you are Borkish, right?
Yes, how may I take your order?
How may you take it? I guess on a pad of paper or...
Yeah, however you want to take it. First of all, may I compliment your big, beautiful mustache growing right in the middle of your forehead?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And now, could I have an order of spiced potatoes?
Potatoes?
I thought yes. I heard you say potatoes before.
Oh, of course, that was intentional.
One order of spiced potatoes. And for you, gentlemen?
I'll have some mozzarella wands. What else? With ranch sauce and... If I get some loaded spiced potatoes for the table, will people eat them?
Ooh, sure, yes, of course. Yeah.
I'll eat whatever's at the table.
This is in addition to the spiced potatoes, of course.
Tatles.
Okay, so in order of that, yeah.
Wands.
I am thirsty for a lamb cartini now that you sort of mentioned it. So I'll do the lamb cartini, which is, of course, as we all know, is a shank of lamb a la carte with a martini. Mm-hmm. What else? I was called a heavy boy earlier, so maybe nix the lamb and the spiced potatoes and anything else I ordered. Arnie? Arnold?
Oh, good work. Good catch. I'll have a couple small beers.
Also, bring him some water, just so he can see how terrible it is.
Oh, too dangerous, but I'll bring it for you. Adieu.
Thank you, Borkish.
Did he say a dude as he left? A dude.
How do you find the service here?
Blemish.
I've been working to get everything top-notch here since Otak's been gone.
Well, so far, so good. I think everything seems wonderful.
Okay, I can't talk. I have to attend to something.
Okay.
You came up to us.
He just ran back to the kitchen so fast.
I hate when people are like, how's it going? It's like, good. And they're like, I can't talk. You came up to me, buddy.
Here's everything you ordered.
Oh, perfect. That was so quick.
Wow, thanks, Borkish.
You're very welcome.
Borkish, thank you for all of this. Is it customary to thank the chef for their wonderful work?
Oh, heavens.
Could you send the chef out so we could give them our compliments?
Borkish, we're talking to you.
Yes.
You have such human hands.
Yes, I'll send him out.
Well, actually, why don't we take a quick break?
Excellent.
Just so we can eat a little bit or drink a little bit, those of us who ordered food, and we'll be right back with the chef.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Wow!
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it! So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Guys, before the chef comes out here, we're all agreed. Borkish is just Blemish with a fake mustache, right? I know you said that, Chunt, but we all agree.
I agree. I just wanted to see if he would also be the chef, so I asked to see the chef. I wonder who else works here.
And whoa! You have requested me.
It's like he's trying to find the voice as he talks.
Yes. What do you mean?
You're the chef?
It is I, the chef.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Usador. This is Arnold. And sorry, Arnie. No,
you can
and
call this me is Arnie. Chef, you can call me Arnie.
The fuck?
Arnie. Chant.
A dude.
So nice to meet you.
What's your name, chef?
Yeah, what's your name?
Chorf.
Chorf.
Chorf the chef?
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, do you know Chorf Goes Fishing?
Of course.
Any relation or?
Distant. Well, I must go back to the kitchen.
Could you please thank you again for making such a wonderful meal for us to enjoy. Could you send Blemish and Borkish over here together? We wanted to talk to them both.
Of course.
Ooh, his eyes are really darting around.
Guys, is it just me? Does Shorf sound like he wanted to say as little as possible but take as long for each word as possible?
Yeah. Well, sometimes that helps pad out these episodes.
Terrible news.
What?
What is it?
Borkish is dead.
Oh no.
What?
Has died tragically.
Did he drink the water?
He drank the water.
Oh, yeah, okay. That makes sense.
So did you hire a new server yet? I'd love to meet them.
I'm going to have to now. Fuck, so annoying. It's just one thing after another.
Blemish, how big of a staff do you have now?
Dozens, I'd say.
Dozens?
Possibly hundreds.
Oh,
good. How many of them are working tonight?
Very few. Very few of them.
15, 20.
Should we call them in? Tell them Borkish died. It's an emergency and we need to see them all.
They all will need time to process Borkish. He was so popular, so fun and funny.
Yeah. Oh, very funny.
Handsome.
Yeah. Let's kind of recount some of the funny stuff Borkish said.
Yeah. Huh.
In the meantime, I've been...
You said, how can I take your order? That was pretty good.
In the meantime, I've been developing a card game. I wondered if perhaps you all would like to play test with me.
Oh, I'd love to. Yes, teach us the game, please.
Sure, although, Blemish, I should let you know, and you may already know this because it's generally known, I do back on Earth work for a video game company, and so...
You still got that job?
I think so. I think in my, when I'm asleep, I live my life in Chicago. So if you're trying to pitch anything, I can't like hear any ideas, but I can certainly play your game and give any feedback.
Jeff Square?
What is he talking about?
Jim Rectangle? What is it?
Jackbox?
Jackbox.
I bet that back on Earth, you're eating fish heads for money now.
Me?
Yes.
As a geek? It's like a circus geek?
Yeah.
A geek?
I think that's probably what you're doing.
As a geek?
As a geek? Me?
No way.
Arnold, I never realized how weird you say the word geek.
I do.
Oh, say spooky.
Spooky?
Say spooky geek.
Spooky geek. I don't know. Some words you just say a certain way.
Well, Blemish, we'd love to learn your game. Do you have a deck of cards? Can we play with any deck?
Yes, here. I draw these cards myself.
Excellent.
They're each adorable little creatures.
Oh.
Once I find a way to produce them en masse, everyone will want to have them and collect them and trade them and play with them.
Okay.
These are some. This is... a flingle?
Flingle.
This is
Arnie, a flingle is a flamingo that you have one romantic night with.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What do you call a flamingo that you settle down with?
Wife.
Okay.
Adore mingle here.
Okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Arnie, that's a flamingo that you adore.
Okay.
But never sleep with.
A flamaster.
I'd rather not say what that is.
These are the only three I've made so far.
Okay.
You can see the detailed, adorable art.
Yes, very nice. But there's also a lot of text on here.
Yes.
Seems that they have a lot of different powers and abilities.
So many powers and abilities.
Okay, so the flamingo says draw two. Does that mean if I pull this, I have to draw two of the cards? I have to draw more flamingos?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So this isn't a note to yourself to draw two more cards to finish making this game?
It's both. It's both things. I see. It's its I power, see. And it's what I need to do next.
Ooh, functional.
I think if you read the text, you'll probably find that a lot of it is mostly me talking to myself and kind of plotting out what needs to happen and scheduling things for myself.
Yeah, this card on the bottom, it says, really sell this idea, get people excited about it. When you finish it, it's going to be great.
The Flamaster card says skip, so I guess that means you do get excited and you kind of skip around the place?
Right, that's exactly right.
Fun.
And then on mine, it says new card idea, but then it kind of trails off and it says, oh shit, those fat bastards are coming.
I just started this today.
Oh, on this card, it says, note to self. Make Chort super distinguished. Maybe have him elongate his words? Question mark.
I don't know what that one.
Whoa! You grabbed that out of my hands and ripped it up pretty fast. Huh?
Yeah, that's for me. That one's for me.
That's you're eating the card. Okay.
So
okay.
How do we play?
Well, I'm working on that.
You're working on that.
That's
you're just coming up with the characters first.
Yes.
Giving them a lot of abilities.
Right.
And then you're gonna figure out how the whole thing they interact.
It's also a diary for me.
So when you said you want to play my new card game, you meant...
Help
look
me.
Look at pictures you drew?
Help me with this. I need a lot of help.
Okay, Arnie, now's your time. Arnold, now's your time to shine. You're the game master.
Okay, well, so let me sort of interrogate the experience I had while playing. I mostly hated it. I did find the Flamaster card kind of interesting, and I'm excited that you accept Flamaster card here in the tavern, so that's good.
Try drawing one with some fish heads on it.
Anyway, no big deal. If you don't want to help me draw my cards, you don't have to, but I have a feeling that when you wander off in whatever vehicle you're traipsing about the land in, you'll think back on this and you'll think, goddesses, I'm so bored. I wish I had something to do. I wish I had a shitload more of those adorable naked drawings by Blemish.
Hmm. Yeah, we didn't talk about how lurid the nudity on these cards was.
I mean, Chunt, you're an animal. Did you find these naked animals alluring?
Let's just say I could tell what type of cart each one of them drove.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Now, first of all, I have to clarify, we're not in a vehicle. We're in a competing tavern that's literally parked next to your tavern.
The fuck?
That Arnie owns.
What?
Oh, yeah, Arnie owns that tavern that's sitting right outside of your tavern right now, the one with the legs.
Yeah, I guess that's my cart.
It's a big cart.
A big, sexy cart with sexy legs that go all the way up.
With sexy stockings on those legs. Yum, yum, yum.
Well, do your business then and keep it moving along.
Do you usually have more people in here in the evenings? Is it possible we're siphoning off some of your business?
What are you talking about? This is fantastic. Look at this place. Hoppin'.
Do you want to go in the back and then come out as a customer? He's going. Look, he's walking.
Yeah, he's not happy about it. He's fuming, but he's walking back.
I love that we're onto his ruse, but he's keeping it up.
Yeah, he's too proud.
He's pot committed.
Never mind, I'm not doing that shit. Fuck you guys.
Oh, shit. Blemish, are you doing okay? What?
We're doing great.
Well, Borkish just died, so you're not doing great.
Fuck you, there was no Borkish.
We knew it.
Fuck all of you, there's no Chorf either. It's just me. No one else works here.
What?
Fuck you guys, since Otok left, it's been all I can do to keep this place up and running every night, keep the lights on, keep the mead barrels full. It's a lot of fucking work. There's a lot of paperwork and administrative minutiae I never knew I'd have to deal with. Uh-huh. I missed the fuck out of Otok. I really wish he would come back. I think something probably went wrong. I mean, how long can it take to sign and recruit some mitten star?
Arnie, we have to go save Otok.
No, we can't. I think we all need to go on a quest to save him. Something has happened to him. I'm sure of it. I need him to come back. I'm hanging on by a thread. I miss him very much.
But Blemish, think of what a wonderful character arc this has been for you. So surly and upset. And now, as a grown-up, as a big boy, you've learned the responsibilities of running a tavern, and you've come to appreciate that which you did not appreciate before.
I suppose it's true. And with no one to express my appreciation to, it falls on deaf ears and doodles on these, naked doodles on these little cards.
Blemish, unless I'm mistaken, don't you like barf cats?
I do barf cats.
If you're
still
lonely.
Still barfing the cats.
Still barfing after all these years.
Still barfing.
If I'm going to be honest, that was the dead giveaway on Chorf for me.
That he barfed a cat?
He barfed a cat real quick. Well, kind of like into his arm, you know? Like I was like, I still see the cat.
I wish I could control it. I haven't figured it out, but I take exceptional care of all of my cats. Some obviously get adopted by
obviously
visitors to the strange familiar.
Sure.
Yeah, you do have that sign over the bar that says barf cats, 2 cents.
That's how much.
Wait a minute. What's this on one of the cards? It says Barffield. Note to self, idea for comic strip, Barffield.
Yes, I've also been working as a carfoonist. I'm also trying to get started as a gag carfoonist.
Oh, how exciting. We are connoisseurs of comics. We've even read Earth Comics, available now on Patreon. And if you want to share one of these panels with us, we'd love to give you some feedback.
Yes, here. This one, you can see the two cats are coming at each other with either hackles up and claws bared. Do you see?
Yes, I see.
Oh, yeah.
And the caption, obviously, the cat says, feline. Huh. Get in feline.
Feline.
See, get in feline.
Oh, get in feline.
Okay, let's just hold tight real quick before anyone races off to try and read another one. Let's really sit in this.
Okay. Yes, dig in. Get in feline. And yeah.
Let's really kick the tires on this.
So one of the cats has gotten out of line. And the other cat is saying to that cat, get in feline.
Feline, get in feline.
As the artist, I can't explain it. It's what you take away from it. Some meanings I intend, some meanings I don't intend.
Try to
talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. Arnold, is it worth it to do a Patreon where Blemish just describes his comics to us?
I think so.
Okay.
He's got a big stack of them here. He could explain a lot of them. Looking at the second one, it just says, if you're in feline, stay in feline.
Mm-hmm. This one says, the fart side. Is that something? So some of these suck.
This one says Mondays, and then it has a lot of things crossed out about how you might feel about Mondays, whether you hate them or like them, and you seem indecisive about Mondays.
Wait a minute. This one has... Is this... There's a big guy in a pink polo, and he says, hey, guys, I'm such a piece of shit. And then there's a little badger, and he says, I'm a piece of shit, too. And then there's like a big blue wizard, and he says, I guess we're all pieces of shit.
Hey, wait, what?
What is this?
Starts off bad, but
started
it gets
off
pretty
great.
Good.
No, I agree. I total opposite.
And then the guy in the pink polo says, get in feline.
Yes, a lot of people have copied that one.
That actually was pretty good.
That one gets posted all over Nimblebottom.
The fuck? Arnold, we can't let him just sort of like use our image and disparage us.
Yeah, it's true. Although, Chunt, it's weird because, you know, we accidentally killed Blemish years ago, and then this is
a carfoon
version of Blemish that
we
made. So, like, he's actually our drawing that's now drawing us?
Yeah, maybe there's like a subconscious need to draw if you're a drawing?
And Nibblebottom carts drive you?
Chunt, in a weird way, these are things our subconscious wrote. Like, we made him, and he's making his own art. So does this mean we suck? Like, do we suck?
Interesting. Let me sleep on that. Wait, here's a carfoon seemingly of Blemish, and there's a thought bubble, and it says, do I have the Dark Lord in me? Blemish?
Yes.
What's this one about you thinking you have the Dark Lord in you, or this character thinking that?
Oh, well, yes, it's a character. I am troubled by disturbing dreams, and I keep a pad of paper by my sleep hole.
Thank you for not saying bed. Well, we could tell you don't sleep in a bed.
I sleep in a sleep hole, obviously.
Sure. Right.
You look
and
at
I keep a piece of pad of paper by the side of my sleep hole, and when I wake up from a disturbing and upsetting dream, I like to try and get it down as quickly as I can. And that's one of the ones that came to me after one of my most disturbing night terrors.
Wait, are all these drawings dreams you've had?
Of course. How else do you gag Carfoon?
Huh.
That's a good point. Blemish, could I order perhaps a whole roasted pig?
Oh, my fucking goddess is all right.
Just something, yes, just something that lets me talk to Ani and Chantia for a minute. All right. Ani,
yeah.
Chant, it occurs to me, one, I'm starving.
Yeah.
And I really wanted a whole roasted pig.
We ordered something from Borkish.
Seemed like went a real off problem.
And he pretended he died.
Yeah.
He's been out here the whole time. There's no way his chore persona has been cooking anything back there.
No one's cooked anything. Secondly, it occurs to me that now that the wizards are mortal and the Dark Lord is trapped inside Blemish, Chunt, that's why he wrote that.
Right,
that actually is where the essence of the Dark Lord lives. If we killed Blemish now, no more Dark Lord. What do you think?
It's true. If we let Blemish live, and somehow this whole immortality thing gets reversed somewhere down the line, then the Dark Lord could come back. But if we kill Blemish now, as frankly we've done before...
Yeah, so no biggie.
Then the Dark Lord is truly dead.
Yeah. But
what happens to Wizards or Usador or any of us?
Huh. Oh, I'll be all right, as long as I don't, like, trip and fall onto, like, a knife or something.
Wait, hold on. Although, if the Dark Lord is dead, Usador, you will have achieved your true purpose, and then you will die.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, die. Not exactly die. I'll ascend to the realms of Ephesius in a shaft of white light, and I won't be in this realm anymore, and I'll be an angelic sort of being whose comprehension is far beyond any of yours. But I wouldn't say die. It's a strong word. Yes, I suppose that's true, and I suppose I still have work here to do until Spintax is stopped and the other wizards. Oh, I suppose we'll have to leave Blemish alive for now, then, though it is tempting. Oh,
let's just leave it on the table for the rest of the episode.
Okay.
Let's assume we're not going to kill him, but just know it's an option.
I could. I could whenever I wanted to.
I could, too. Anytime.
I could kill either one of you, too. Don't ever forget that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And as soon as we defeat the Dark Lord and defeat Spintax, we have to save Otak.
We gotta save Otak.
No, guys, we can't get into an Otak quest again. If old listeners come back and start listening, they're like, they still haven't saved Otak? And we would have to be like, no. This is a new one. This is a new Otak thing.
Ooh, prime rib.
I didn't have the whole of anything, but I did have a prime rib.
Oh, excellent.
Look, Blemish is wearing like a bonnet, but he forgot to do a voice.
I assume this is just Blemishette.
Yes. I have a bunch of other outfits back there, but I'm not fucking with them anymore.
No, I don't blame you.
Oh.
Frankly, these sort of very surface-level characters remind me a lot of my dreaded enemies, the Smorps.
Blemish, it's gotten to a point where you've given up on prop comedy?
It's the thing that I've felt the strongest about for the longest. I've been on this podcast many times, and it's the thing that obviously is my number one thing that people think of me. Longtime listeners think Blemish, prop comedy. And now, yes, I'm at that lowest point, alone.
He's taking off the bonnet and putting on a Viking helmet, and he looks sad. He's taking that off.
Mm-hmm. But think of all the wonderful prop comedy you did. One of my all-time favorites was when you had the mirror on the toilet seat so you could see where you were going.
That was good, wasn't it? Oh, God.
What are some other ones, guys?
I think that was the only one.
Maybe I could grab just a couple more for you.
Yeah, please.
For old time's sake.
No, it makes you sad. No, you're over it. No.
Oh. It makes me even sad to think about bringing out my steamer trunk. Of props. Mm.
Guys, he's hit carrot bottom.
Yeah. Look, Blemish, when we left Nibblebottom, we left this tavern in your and Otak's charge, mostly because we thought it would be a nice thing for both of you to do, but if Otak's just running off immediately, and you take it as a horrible burden to be running this place, you don't have to. Maybe you can go off and find something else to do with your life.
As a game designer?
I mean...
Gag cartoonist?
I'd certainly pick that of the two.
Cart impresario?
We never went out back.
Nah. What good is Blemish outside of a tavern? What good is he?
Hey.
I don't know. I'd say keep at it, you know? Just because the card game isn't ready yet. You just need more cards. You need some rules. You need a game concept.
Like cart cars. It's cards that have carts on them.
Oh, that's fun. Do you like carts. That? That you can have that for free.
Well, it just sounds like a lot of work for Blemish when I'm already busy with my day job.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, don't quit your day job. Let's see.
Blemish, when we first met you, you were always just so excited about how evil you were. And I feel like that now you're mostly not evil. You've sort of lost your joie de vivre.
Have I?
Yeah, you just don't. You're not as passionate about anything anymore. And look, I don't want you to be evil again, but I also feel sad that you feel so trapped here.
I would love to take over the world, but we've tried that. We've done that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take out a piece of parchment here, and just as a reminder to go with the other signs, I'm going to write down, don't be evil. Don't be evil.
I'm going to write down a little note here for you, Blemish, and this says, like Arnold was really pressing hard on you, don't lose your jaws and fleas or whatever. Dot, dot, dot. Your jaws the beebs.
Oh, yes. Jaws de Beebs. That's the guy you like from Canada, right?
I've got Jaws de Beaver fever.
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, maybe Blemish will... Let's try and rekindle that fire, that creative spark. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Sounds good, I guess.
All right.
Usador, Chunt.
Yes?
What? Look, I guess Blemish should do whatever he wants to do, and we're always tampering with his life, and we're maybe making it worse, but I do have an idea of what we should force him to do.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's have him be evil for us. Let's just aim him at one of the wizards and tell him to just go and scheme and try to undermine that wizard.
Okay.
Ooh, I like right. this.
Get him just like real revved up about it.
Yeah. Ani, that's an excellent idea. I have to be honest with you. I'm quite impressed.
Maybe Thank make you. Some salty carfoons that become popular and maybe, you know, they can be used to undermine the wizard's power.
I love it. I love it. Blemish, come here, please. Thank you for the delicious beers and, of course, for the prime rib and the mozzarella wands.
Of course.
But, as Arnie was saying earlier, you seem to have lost your lust for life, and we are hoping to help you find it again, and we've decided to open a small crack in our previous rule about not being evil.
You want to fuck with my life again?
Well, that's... When you think about it, we do with all our guests every week.
You want to come in here and wind up poor Blemish yet again?
No,
hasn't been through Blemish. Enough with you, idiots.
Come on, idiots.
Blemish... We could easily leave behind one of our shifts from the Wanderlost here to run the Strange Familiar. We have plenty of staff. We're making bank. Ani's richer than he's ever been. and we could easily take over this tavern and buy you out, and then you would be freed.
Well, I did feel a little stirring somewhere down in my nether regions when you said evil, so go on.
Imagine this. You know, of course, that the wizards... have become quite evil in their own ways. Under the guise of doing good and protecting people, they amass lands, they amass power, they amass artifacts of great magical potency in the hopes of being the one wizard who lives, destroys all the others, so that they can rule unfettered by any other.
Of course, I don't need this exposition unless
so you're reading
you need to
the
give
news.
It to
you're,
me.
Yeah, you're yeah, kidding yeah. about the news. Okay, great. So... What if one of those wizards was suddenly besieged by a little cat-puking weirdo? A disgusting little freak. One of the most obnoxious and obscene creatures I've ever had the displeasure of meeting.
Yeah, this spooky geek's got legs.
What do you think? You could join us. You could join us in our quest to defeat the wizards.
This would have to be a hateable wizard. Some real piece of shit that I get to mess with, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
All right. I'm listening. I'm interested.
You know, I heard Tim Tam the Teal thinks you're a piece of shit.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I heard the same, Arnold.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Tam the Teal said that?
Mm-hmm.
Tim Tam, just this little bastard jumping all around the room trying to cause trouble and speaking of the gross, foul time she had at the strange familiar.
Oh, how dare she? Tim Tam the Teal won't know what fucking fucked with her when I'm through.
Blemish, this is an opportunity for you to play all the hits. You can just go in there and then be unassuming and take like a small menial job, but then slowly build your evil influence. Probably watch Tim Tam the Teal while she sleeps, which is another weird pervy thing he used to do.
Oh, yeah.
One of my faves.
And just slowly rise to power within Tim Tam the Teal's weird little kingdom.
Yes, I can't wait to find myself sneaking into each and every little nook in Tim Tam's whole operation, finding out what she likes, shitting on it, seeing where she likes to be, hanging out there all the time like a weirdo, being annoying, asking questions, driving away her actually helpful, useful underlings. These are the things that make Blemish's heart grow 3 sizes.
Damn, Blemish is back, boys.
Tim Tam's such a little shitty shitty.
Shitty shitty, it's true.
Shitty shitty the Teal.
Little shitty shitty Tim Tam, that's what they say in the strange familiar. Shitty shitty. Shitty shitty Tim Tam.
And Blemish, I'm going to do you a solid for doing this boon for us, for distracting and undermining Tim Tam's kingdom, then we shall grant you a great gift. I shall install Crowify into your cart so you can get crows bringing you all the latest music.
Hey, Crowify, let's fucking go.
Yes, exactly. And then the crow will bring that song directly to you.
Although I hear the crows really don't get much out of it.
What?
Crowify doesn't really pay the crows very well.
Oh, is that true?
Well, they probably get like, what, 1,000 seeds or 2,000 seeds?
Like a more like 1,000th of a seed. And that's hard to say.
But how else do you even get them, you know?
I mean, you could just buy a couple crows instead of just...
Go directly to the crows to get the music?
I feel like physical crows has gone the way of the dodo, but some people say it's coming back.
I'm kind of getting back into physical crows, personally.
I like to keep a couple crows around just in case, you know, things go away.
Oh, yes. I love birds.
Of course, if you have physical crows, then you're getting back into counting crows. I don't know.
Yeah!
All right, I'll take my cart now. I'm off. Where's Tim Tam? Where?
West, my dear boy.
Yes, west, just south of Skur.
West, just south of Skur. Fuck yeah. This is awesome.
And Blemish, you can take your cart if you want, but also, if you need like a base of operations, here are the keys to my tavern. Would you want to take the Wanderlost?
Arnold, what are you doing?
Are you sure?
I don't know. I mean...
Or just trading taverns?
Look, Tom Blaine Belleroth in Northeastia, he knows about our Wanderlost Tavern. So I think we have to start going a little bit more undercover if we're going to slowly find our way back to the Northeast.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Fine. Do we have horses?
Our horses are somewhere.
I'll get some more horses.
You're right, we're trading taverns. Just like very popular traveling show in Foon, Trading Taverns. Not to be confused with familiar swap, where two witches swap familiars and try and make do.
But they never have sex like you think they're going to, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, they do.
Oh, okay.
This is perfect because now I'll feel right at home while I'm stalking Tim Tam. I can stay in the comfortable confines of a tavern where I'm most at my blemishy best.
Shitty, shitty Tam Tam.
Shitty, shitty Tam Tam won't know what hit her.
I was very much looking forward to starting sort of a tavern empire with both of our taverns, but I suppose now we'll just leave the staff here to run the strange familiar, and we'll find some horses, and we'll head to Northeastia, and the wealth that we knew as tavern owners shall be left in the past.
One thing I can guarantee you is that I will fuck up wander lost. It will be a absolute failure by the time I get it back to you.
Please God, try not.
Damn it.
I've never succeeded at anything yet, except fucking with people.
Okay, well, maybe Otak will find you, and since you're wandering in a tavern, maybe he'll be more likely to stay put.
Yes, I'll fucking find him, since you idiots can't do that.
Yeah.
You save Otak for once, goddesses, damn it.
Yes, I will, goddesses, damn it. I'll get Otak, I'll get Tim Tam, I'll do all this shit. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow, Blemish is practically vibrating with anger. Like, I haven't seen him so alive since he was alive.
Oh, look at him scrambling around. Oh, up the chimney. He's coming. He's going out the way I came in.
Oh, he's going the weird way.
He's barfing so many cats down that chimney.
Blemish returns!
Probably should have killed him.
My apologies about the long stretches of silence during that episode. The host would speak, and then we'd hear nothing. I'm baffled. Some sort of technical issue must have... Oh, I see. That's when Martin Wilson was speaking. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chomp the Talking Badger, not to mention Badgering Talker, was played by Adil Rafai. Blemish was played by special guest Martin Wilson. Instead of a plug, Martin Wilson wrote, "Go see the Improvised Shakespeare Company in Chicago, LA, or on tour across the country, and follow Tim Sniffen wherever you get social media." Well, look at that. Martin finally learned how to support other artists. Anything's possible. All that's left is making choices in improv scenes. Every day, my wish list shrinks. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Also, have you ever wanted to ask me a question? Other than, can you please give that candy back to my child? Well, I'm preparing to do another Ask the Mysterious Man Anything for the Patreon, as dictated by my contract. So, if you sign up this week, you'll have time to add your little question to the list I'll be answering. To learn more about supporting the show and how to bother me with a question, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tony Gullick. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Adelaide Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Oh, wait. Chorf just came out of the kitchen.
What?
Hey, Chorf.
Who ordered a suckling pig?
That was me. Chorf, you are your own person and always have been?
What are you talking about?
It's like he's talking backwards, but he's talking forwards.
He's doing it wrong in a different way now.
Is no one going to eat this?
I don't trust you, Chorf.
I have bad news for you, Chorf. Borkish is dead. Yes, I'm so sorry. Andy was never real, so it was Blemish the whole time, and he's left now.
Known.
Noon? What'd you say? Known?